Hey fans, welcome to My Drunken Fandom. This is a special episode because I'm here with my friend Kevin Forrester.
What up?
He's the host of the new hit YouTube channel, Open Door Creative.
Yeah, it's a super hit. 250 subs.
Hey, that's pretty big. I call it a hit, and that's all that matters.
Does that mean something?
That means something. So today is a really special episode because we're talking all about Marvel.
So any of you who watch this for that female touch in Crystal, I'm not that.
Yeah. Crystal.
You will be very let down this episode.
Crystal's out of town this episode, and we both wanted to do a guest episode. We're just doing it a little bit sooner than we expected, but it'll be fun. I'm excited.
I'm optimistic.
So today we're talking about Marvel, and Kevin, you're a pretty big Spider-Man
fan. Spider-Man.
Tell me a little bit about that. When did you first get into Spider-Man?
Yeah, so when malls used to be cool, my mall had this arcade in it called Tilt. And, you know, you'd play a bunch of games and then you'd go give your tickets to get prizes. And this arcade had a bunch of comic books as prizes. And, you know, Spider-Man looked the fucking coolest. So I was like... Yeah, I choose Spider-Man. And so every week, my dad would take me to Tilt. We'd play, like, a bunch of arcade games, get tickets, and get new Spider-Man comics. So that's where it kind of started. And then, you know, as I grew older, Spider-Man got bigger and, you know, hit the big screens and stuff. And so I've been following it ever since.
Yeah. Is there, like, a favorite comic that you had as a kid?
So all the Green Goblin stuff was really cool, and that's why I was super stoked when they used him in the first movie. But I don't know. Like, I think that I can't necessarily pick a favorite comic book because everyone will say, oh, it's the original ones or the ones that are the most expensive. But, you know, the thing about Spider-Man is that, you know, you look at that series, like maybe there's 10 I call them episodes, but there's 10 books making up a particular story. And so overall, when it comes to storytelling, you know, you have to go Green Goblin, Scarecrow, stuff like that.
Definitely. Now I have to ask you, who's the best Spider-Man actor?
Oh God, this is so hard.
Who does it best?
If I'm being honest, I don't love any of them for Spider-Man, but the newest guy is the best version of Spider-Man. I just didn't like the movie.
Okay, yeah. I think a lot of people agree with you there.
Yeah, so, like, I thought he, you know, played the personality of Peter Parker the best. But, you know, the problem is you have, like, Tobey Maguire did okay in the first one. And I was like, all right, I can see this being Spider-Man. And then he just blew it moving forward. And it wasn't necessarily his fault. They just, like, wrote his script awfully. And then Andrew Garfield was too fucking cool. Like, Spider-Man is not cool.
I liked him, though. That was fun for me.
Yeah, but he's too cool. He's too, like, you can't, you know, they were trying to appeal to, like, you know, the millennial, like, I don't know, good-looking people, you know, I don't know. Like, that just, to me, Spider-Man is, like, that nerdy, geeky dude who looks like Tobey Maguire but acts like this new guy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Andrew Garfield, like, I could be super chill with that guy. Like, he's cool. He's not awkward at all.
That's, you didn't like emo Tobey Maguire?
No.
Spider-Man?
Whenever you have Spider-Man walking down the street, like, snapping his fingers at people,
yeah,
like, you lose me. You lose me automatically.
I think you lose a lot of people. That's, like, a famous gif now.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. As soon as I saw that, it was the first time I was in, like, a superhero movie period where I, like kind of, like, awkwardly laughed because I was just in such shock that they fucking went there.
So what's the best Spider-Man movie then?
Honestly, I mean, to me, it's still the very first one.
The very first Tobey Maguire
one? Yeah, the first Tobey Maguire one, because it was first getting into the comic book story. You saw the beginning, like, you saw the iconic stuff where he gets bit by the spider, and it has the Green Goblin, who I love, and I thought that actor, I forgot his name, but does a really good job. And then I felt like him and Mary Jane and that had just better chemistry. Then they start getting all weird with what's her name? Emma Stone and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Everyone's just too good looking in the second one. Second one's like, you know, what Spider-Man wished he could be. And then the newest one I thought had a lot of promise based on characters, but I thought the story super sucked.
Yeah. So I know Spider-Man has like different abilities. So he's got, there's two different versions of him. One where his web is like totally mechanical and one where it literally comes out of his hands.
Yeah.
Which one is the correct one?
Oh, the web one is way better because...
The one that comes out of his hands?
Or? Yeah, like, once you have to mechanically, like, enhance shit to, like, make it work, like, you know, he's not Iron Man. Like, he's, you know, this is a natural phenomenon that happened to him, and that's what makes it cool, is, like, you know, this accident happened. It's kind of like you're, like, experiment gone wrong in a laboratory, and then... You know, you're this new creature thing. Like, that's essentially what it's the story that happened to him. And, yeah, it's way cooler when he naturally figures out things are working than just, like, you know, putting web shooters on his hands, which basically they pretty much did so that they could sell a bunch of toys to children.
Oh, yeah.
To be like, it's super sellout.
Pretty much have, like, two Iron Man suits, which going around. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But, there's a new Venom movie coming out.
I know, super stoked.
What do you think? You're excited for that?
It's going to be so good. So I'm hoping they go dark with it, because I'm tired of these, like, you know, there's a lot of Marvel stuff in the theaters that is, like, super lighthearted and funny, and I get it. Like, you're appealing to this, like, you know, slightly less than Gen X millennial target, but it doesn't carry the essence and, like, the passion of the comic. Like, so Netflix has been doing a great job of taking characters like the Punisher and stuff like that and making them, you know, darker. And you know, even the show Gotham for Batman, like, took a darker twist on characters that we know. And that's what I like, is to... It gets a lot more impactful, and there's a lot more character development than, like, you know, this latest Spider-Man where, you know, he supposedly likes this girl, but then, like, they have no chemistry on screen. It's super awkward, and, like, I get what they had to do with it, but, like, it's called Spider-Man Homecoming, and they're at the homecoming dance for 5 minutes of the movie, and I'm like, this is just, they're, like, trying so hard, and whenever you try hard... You lose.
I don't know how did they even get that to that story? It's like,
I don't know. They were trying to throw us for a loop and saying, like, to make it really not obvious that her dad was, you know, the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that in turn tried to make it clever and be like, oh, look at this twist that we have for you. Oh, let's do a dance, and that's where they'll find out. Like, it was just...
Literally the same twist as the Green Goblin twist.
Yes, same twist as the Green Goblin twist. Except the Green Goblin twist did it more fluidly.
Yeah, definitely. So, I don't know how much you know about Infinity War, but Spider-Man's expected to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think Spider-Man's going to live, die?
So, my hope is, overall, it's a redemption from the last Spider-Man movie. I mean, some people loved it. And I get it, but, like, for me, it's just not – it's a character – I think the actor's great, and I think he'll do a good job. So my hope is that, you know, with is there a new person writing that script than the other Spider-Man?
I don't know about that, but I know it's under different direction.
All right, so under different directors, like, I mean, I'm hoping that we get that same character, but just maybe he has a little twist on him to make him better. I thought he was great in the other Avengers movie.
Yeah,
that's definitely why I got stoked about this single movie. But, yeah, I mean, he'll live because he's fucking Spider-Man, and they'll want him for a few more. I mean, it's one of the most popular comic heroes. They're not going to kill someone off that they can't bring back. It's all about money now. So, like, they're going to kill the people that are slightly less known that may have a cult following just to, like, cause some waves, but... It won't be Spider-Man.
So you don't think a lot of people are going to die in the next one?
You know, it's a war, so people will die. There's some characters I hope die more than others, just because I'm tired of seeing some of them. But overall, Spider-Man will live. He's too young. You can't die that young. It's just not right.
In the comics, Thanos actually kills Spider-Man.
Sure, yeah.
Well, not Thanos specifically, one of Thanos' henchmen does. Mm-hmm. He's actually encountered Spider-Man about 5 times in the comics. and it's ended differently every time.
Yeah.
But Thanos kind of switches up the playing ground, and it's totally possible he could die, but it's, I also agree with you, they're not going to kill Spider-Man.
Nah, he's not dead.
But, I mean...
he's super alive.
Yeah. All right, so here's how this is going to work. I'm going to feed you some fan theories. It wouldn't be my Drunken Fandom without some fan theories.
Okay.
And you're going to give me your thoughts. Either thumbs up or thumbs down. Good Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, or bad Spider-Man, emo Tobey Maguire. Whatever, however you feel like rating it.
Okay.
Whether you think these are good theories or not.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Round one.
All right, so Infinity War, a lot of people expect Captain America is going to die.
Okay.
But there's a little... smaller theory that Captain America is not going to die, that he's actually going to be sent back in time with the Time Stone.
Yes.
Now, if you look back into Avengers Age of Ultron, all of the characters have some sort of vision. They all have a vision of the future, and it's almost all of them are related to the sequel movies that came after it.
Mm-hmm.
However, Captain America's vision sent him back to the past. He actually had a dance, or he tried to have a dance with his homegirl Peggy.
Okay.
Now, this could be easily explained if he gets sent back in time in Infinity War, and this is the end of Captain America. Someone else takes up the mantle, and he gets his happily ever after with his homegirl, with Peggy. That's the theory.
Yeah.
So I want to get your thoughts. You think it's possible? It could happen? No. Too much. Crazy theory.
He can't die, mm-hmm. Because I love him and he's a saving grace in this universe, but you know, you want him to be happy and shit, but you don't. So I don't care if he's happy and goes back. Like, I want him to continue on.
You're saying no.
Yeah.
You want this one. Captain America keeps going on.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. All right.
Round two.
What's the next theory to axe?
Next one on the chopping block. This one's even crazier, but it's been talked about a lot. Every time I talk to a Marvel fan, they immediately mention this one. So this was a new one for me. I didn't even know about it. But in the comics, there's these characters called the Skrull. And they are shape-shifting aliens, and they can take the shape of our favorite heroes and impersonate them, but they're really aliens working for an evil cause. Now, with the announcement of Captain Marvel, the new movie coming out, mm-hmm. I'm super stoked about it. It was announced it takes place in the 90s, and her enemies are the Skrull. Now, in the comics, there's the main story of the Skrull is called the Secret Invasion, where the Skrull had actually taken much of the Avengers, some of the X-Men, just a bunch of different characters who were actually evil aliens. And when one of them was revealed to be an alien, they all started fighting against each other to figure out who was a Skrull and who wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
If it's true that this movie takes place in the 90s and she encounters a Skrull, it's possible that some of our favorite characters are actually Skrull. And it was also announced, to add even more to this, that the next movie, after Avengers Infinity War, the title of that movie is a spoiler for Infinity War. Now, I can't think of any title that would be a spoiler for that other than Secret Invasion. That would totally spoil Infinity War if that was the case.
Hmm.
So, and one of the biggest contenders for possibly being a Skrull is actually Rhodey, because he was in the Air Force, and so was Captain Marvel. They were both in the Air Force at the same time. They may get a movie together. But that's pretty much it. Do you think some of our heroes are actually secret aliens?
I don't, but I wish they were. I like super twist stuff, and it's always nice to follow someone that is beloved and then they, like, go fucking evil.
Yeah.
So, like it, but no way.
Game over.
The other thing about these movies lately, they've been semi-predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single movie I go in and I'm like, yeah, like, it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's exactly how I thought it would turn out. I need them to do some kind of, like, I don't know, some kind of twisting. What I really want is, oh man, what was the movie that came out recently? Split.
Oh, yeah.
So Split came out, and you go through this whole movie thinking it's a different movie, and then at the end, the twist is that you're actually part of this whole universe of a movie you've seen before. And I almost want superhero movies to start doing this. Like, if you followed somebody that you don't know, you know, is a big superhero, like, you, even if it's the same actor and it just looks like a completely different movie, and then you realize that it's the precursor for, you know, the superhero movie, like, that's cool stuff. And I hope that movies are do that, because they've just become so predictable. Like, I know exactly what to expect. And that's why I hope a bunch of people die in Infinity War. Because I wouldn't expect them to do it, because they're not as ballsy as things like, so, you know, shows like Walking Dead and stuff, they take your favorite characters, and Game of Thrones, sorry, Game of Thrones, but they take your favorite characters and just freaking kill them. They're like, screw it.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go there, and if fans get pissed, that's the thing. The movies are too worried about their fans getting mad, especially ones where there's already comics and things that tell the story a certain way, and they know they're going to get backlash if they, like, go against the grain.
Yeah.
But, like, we know what to expect now. You have to keep us on our toes a little bit, and that's just my personal viewpoint on it, is, like, don't just, like, use the comic as your script. Like, maybe take some plot lines from it and then freaking do something different.
I love that. Yeah. That's good. So, you mentioned you'd want a lot of people to die in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Gotta pick five people.
To die?
To die. Just name them off. Who do you want to die?
So, Hulk.
Hulk, all right.
So, Hulk can smash his way into the pits of hell. I'm just kidding. no, he's just a... You know, I'm kind of tired of purple pants, and, like, you know, he just has real anger problems. You know, that's just bad juju for everyone else.
All right, Hulk.
So Hulk is one. Does it count if they are forever in time but kind of dead because they can't do anything ever again?
What does that mean?
It means, I know you love your Doctor Strange, but, you know, he could totally just be frozen in time for all I care.
That counts. Yeah. All right, Doctor Strange.
Okay, so everyone's a huge Thor person. I, for one, am not. Thor's just too, man, who's that, he looks too much like Fabio for me, so Thor can die.
Thor's dead.
Thor's so dead. Man, I love Black Widow. All right, so Ant-Man, like, I know they're coming out the whole movie with Ant versus Wasp or whatever. Ant and Wasp. Alright, good. Then I hope Ant-Man gets squished. Because not a big fan of Ant-Man. Like, I get it. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You get small, you get big. I get it.
Alright.
But super dead.
You get small, you get big.
Is that four or five?
That's four. You got one more.
Alright, let me make this last one a good one. You know, let's go with Rocket.
Ooh.
Just because, and I like him. So this is the first character that I've named that I don't, like, pretty much hate already. No offense, Hulk and Thor and everyone else. But I want to see how Star-Lord bounces back from that. Like, how he takes the loss.
Yeah.
Because all these other characters are very much, they have love interest and all this shit, but they're kind of on their own. So it'd be nice just to see someone super close, besties, if you will, be demolished. But basically, as long as Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Captain America are good, I'm probably good.
Oh, man, I'm worried for you. I'm pretty sure one of those characters is going to die.
No fucking way.
Someone's going to bite the dust.
I'll never watch again.
All right, well, there you have it. Kevin, do you have anything you want to plug?
Nope. I do have a YouTube channel, as Nick mentioned, Open Door Creative on YouTube, but if you're not into advertising or getting into advertising, it might mean nothing to you. For cool graphic design, art direction, postery stuff, you can also follow Open Door Creative on Facebook.
All right, there you have it, guys. There's Kevin's thoughts on our fan theories and his death list.
Yes. And a live list.
And a live list.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next episode.
Appreciate it. Is that how it goes?
We're keeping that.